With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. The state of South Dakota closed out its fiscal year with a budget surplus of nearly $86 million. Revenues came in $62 million higher than legislators anticipated, while spending was down about $24 million. That brings the state's reserves to more than $301 million. Governor Kristi Noem says the state's financial success comes from fiscal responsibility and a respect for freedom. The governor never ordered statewide business restrictions or mask requirements. Since March 6th of 2020, South Dakota has received approximately $11 billion in pandemic relief. That money went to state and local governments and individuals. As of July 16th, the state has spent approximately $1.05 billion of its federal COVID stimulus money. States have until the end of this year to report on initial federal COVID relief spending. South Dakota received an additional $1.4 billion as part of a second round of stimulus funding. It has until the end of 2024 to spend the money. COVID-19 cases are trending upward in some western South Dakota counties. Health officials say the upcoming Sturgis motorcycle rally poses a further risk to unvaccinated people. Dr. Shankar Kura is the vice president of medical affairs at Monument Health in Rapid City. He says the rally provides places for the virus to spread.
Now, with the Sturgis rally, as much as it's outdoors, folks have to use the facilities for food, for drinks, for, restroom breaks, and that's where the risk is the highest.
South Dakota experienced a spike in COVID-19 cases after last year's rally, before vaccines were available. Since then, 53% of South Dakotans 12 and older have been fully vaccinated. But in some West River counties, the percentage is much lower. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally begins August 6th. South Dakota has one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country. The number of unemployed is back to pre-pandemic levels with the May 2021 estimate of 12,900 people. That's 19,300 less than in May of 2020. Marcia Holtman is the Secretary of the Department of Labor and Regulation. She says the pandemic had an impact, but the speculative data looks positive.
We have increased by 11,300 participants in the workforce, so that's good. That's showing that individuals are getting back into the workforce, maybe after a long absence or maybe a short term during the pandemic.
Holtman says much of the hard data about unemployment and workforce numbers coming out of the pandemic won't be available for roughly 6 months. Sanford Health is starting up a new program designed to keep young athletes healthy. Former NFL players will collaborate with Sanford to participate in football clinics and research at the new Sanford Sports Complex. Dr. Thane Muntz is an exercise physiologist and sports scientist with Sanford. His goal is to research the risks of repetitive head impacts on young adults and children. Muntz says the partnership with NFL alumni offers the experience of people who live with traumatic brain injuries. For more information, visit sanfordsports.com. An art installation at Monument Health in Rapid City explores the concept of healing. Last fall, sculptor Dale Lamphere invited regional artists to collaborate with him on a project. He says the range of work was extraordinary.
And I have to admit, some of them were straight off the refrigerator. So we had 103 submissions. Yeah. And from that, the art committee and I selected it down to 20 to be included in this community tapestry.
Lamphere asked people to present what healing means visually. The work ranges across various mediums. Lamphere presents them all connected as one installation. A piece from artist Desi Shonawise is in the collection. She says the theme hit home.
I had just gone through a pretty rare diagnosis and had major surgery at the end of 2019. So all of 2020, I was kind of recovering and kind of going through the process of recovery.
She channeled it all into her piece.
I included a kestrel. Kestrel is, of course, a very independent predator. And the kestrel is sewing together four kinds of patterns, and each one of those represent certain aspects of healing.
The concept for the project comes from pandemic-related conversations between healthcare workers about healing. Ellie Larson is the Art Committee Chair at Monument Health. She says the tapestry has had a huge reaction.
We have patients come in that say, my family member did that. We have caregivers with their own art hanging in the spaces. So I think those connections really are what makes it special.
The community tapestry is on display in the lobby of Monument Health in Rapid City. Many teenage entrepreneurs make extra cash by babysitting or mowing lawns. But one teenager from Watertown took to the skies to turn his hobby into a thriving business. SDPB's Laura Johnson reports.
An aerial surveillance drone lifts into the air. The operator is 18-year-old Nolan Hansen. He focuses intently on the controller in his hands as he skillfully guides the machine overhead. Hansen is the business owner and operator of Elevate Drone Services, LLC. It started as a hobby for Hansen after he received his first drone as a gift during his sophomore year of high school.
I always loved the gift of photography, and I've done just normal photography for several years. And so being able to, you know, put that to use on some aerial shots, they just blow people's minds.
Hansen's principal at St. Martin's Lutheran School in Watertown approached him to take aerial shots and videos with his drone of the school's construction project. At the time, Hansen only had a recreational license to operate his machine. He quickly set his sights on acquiring a commercial license. When his business launched in 2020, Hansen had to balance academics, athletics, and schedule appointments with his clients. He says time management is easy for him, but slower business in the winter months allowed Hansen to keep up with his company and schoolwork.
There wasn't terribly much scheduled for the winter, and when it was, I was able to do it on like a weekend or something if we didn't have a basketball game. And sometimes we'd have COVID shutdowns throughout the year, and so I was able to do something there.
Hansen says building relationships with his clients is the most rewarding part of his job. Hansen graduated this year and is attending Lake Area Tech in Watertown for network and cybersecurity. He plans to continue his business. Reporting for SDPB, I'm Laura Johnson.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.